Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love, and sometimes my tastes are a bit eclectic, strange, weird, but not always. Quite often it's mainline country music, sometimes some 50s stuff, and a variety. And the wombat part of the title is my license to put in oddball things, things that aren't traditional music. And I've got a couple tonight I think I'll be sticking in, so get ready for a wombat or two. I come to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And we broadcast from the Emory and Henry campus in Emory, Virginia, about 10 miles outside of Abingdon. And it's my chance to have a good time once a week listening to songs. I have more fun picking out the songs and listening to them. I listen to them as I play the show, so I really feel the same experience I hope you have. And my goal is to have you enjoy it. The first song is the song I ended last week's show with. I didn't get to play the whole thing. It's Don Gibson saying, "Touch the Morning." And it's one of those songs that says, get out there and live your life and enjoy it. So here we go. Touch the Morning.
Take a time to touch the morning. Oh, you wish you had some day. Take a time to touch the morning before it slips away. Have you ever seen the sunshine peeping through wet window glass? Have you ever noticed Jack Frost dancing lightly on your grass? Have you ever tasted apples with the dew still on the skin? Have you ever loved somebody you'll never see again? And take the time to touch the morning. Oh, you wish you had some day. Take the time to touch the morning before it slips away. Sunshine while it hangs there from the trees. Take the time to touch the morning. Touch the morning on your knees. I've been called a drifting dreamer, a poet out of place. But I have touched the morning, felt the cool upon my face. And take the time to touch the morning. You wish you had some day. Take the time to touch the morning. It slips away. And take the time to taste the sunshine while it hangs there from the trees. Take the time to touch the morning. Touch the morning on your knee. Take the time to touch the morning.
Take the time to touch the morning by Don Gibson. Our next song is by one of my favorite singers from the 80s, Crystal Gayle. Crystal Gayle had 20 number one country hits. This was the 12th one, and it's called Baby, What About You?
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. It's going around. The girl's headed for a heartbreak. She's going down. They say I'm always wanting something that I can't have. Baby, what about you? somebody says you really ought to go home. Tell the man that you love him when you're all alone. I don't really think that that's something I can do. Baby, what about you? Sometimes late at night when I'm missing you and I'm calling out your name. I don't know if it's wrong, I don't know if it's right, but I follow my heart just the same. I don't really think I'm crazy.
Was Crystal Gayle singing Baby, What About You? I don't know a lot about the next song, but when I tried to do research on it, I found out it's a very well-known traditional American song. Many people have recorded it. The group that I'm playing is called the Downhill Strugglers with John Cohen. Now, I can't find anything on the Downhill Strugglers, but I like this recording and I like this song, and everybody in the world, every folk singer in the world seems to have recorded it. And this is a good version.
Gambling man, no human tongue can tell. with a gambling man.
That was the Roving Gambler. I should have mentioned beforehand, that's a classic flailing banjo style, that click-click sound you heard with the banjo. Very much the traditional style, the style I like best, although there's some wonderful things with the three-finger style, too. Next is a song from 1958. It was on the hit parade. It was very popular in England, number one there, number five in the U.S. It's called Win by the Kalin Twins, and I'd never heard it. My wife asked me to find it, and I did. And I like it a lot. So this is Win by the Kalin Twins.
When you smile at me, well, I know our love will always be. When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Oh baby, I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me.
I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you?
That was Win by the Kalin Twins from 1958. Now we're going back to 1955. This is Porter Wagoner, one of the top country music stars of the era. One of his claims to fame is he introduced Dolly Parton to country music. He brought her on his show for her first real national performance. And they sang together for years. This song is called A Satisfied Mind. And it was a hit in 1955, one of his early hits. He went on to have, I think, over 100 charted country hits. But this particular one is one I like a lot. It's a song that we used to sing in the groups I was with back in New York. And it's just a nice song. It's got a good feel to it. And it tells a story about you don't need to be rich to have a good, happy life.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. creature by far. With a satisfied mind, money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones, I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
A Satisfied Mind by Porter Wagner. I hope I can say that. When I leave this world, I leave with a satisfied mind. Well, next up is something a little different. I was recently in London. Yes, I have occasionally left Emory, Virginia. Not often, I might add, but and went to see a play, a musical called War Horse. Now, War Horse, you may have seen the movie here in the U.S., is a story about a horse that goes off to war and eventually is reunited with his owner. And how they could make a play out of this, much less a musical, is a good question. It was a challenge, but they did a great job. The horses were giant puppets with three or four men working them. And strangely enough, they seemed real in some sort of eerie way. And the musical part, there weren't a lot of songs in it, but what there were, I thought, went well. And the whole thing worked, oddly enough. And actually, it's one of the big hit plays in London and New York right now. But for me, it worked. And this is one of the songs from that. And this song is called Only Remembered. And there was a lot of people dying in it because it's a war movie, you know. So people would get out there and get shot, and horses would get shot. And every now and then, this song would be sung. They sang it at least three or four times, I think, during the show. And I liked it, so I got it, and I play it. I admit that I may be a little bit influenced by the fact that I liked the show and I wanted to remember it. But I think it's a good song anyway. I think it could be done better, but it's done well.
Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done.
Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done.
Horses and men, plowshares and traces, the line on the land and the paths of the sun. Season by season, we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done.
Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Season
season by season, we mark nature's graces. Only remembered for what we have done.
Only remembered from the British musical Warhorse. Next up is something that I guess I'm playing the less famous version. This is called If I Can't Have You, and the original big hit was by the Bee Gees. But I recently heard this version by Yvonne Ellman, and I liked it. So I probably should play the Bee Gees version too. But today we're going to hear Yvonne Ellman singing If I Can't Have You. If I Can't Have You, as sung by Yvonne Ellman. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia, and I want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing here. Wombats and Music comes to you from Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia, and every Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and I get to play the songs I love and an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat, and I've got one wombat coming later in the show. The next song up will be something from a group called Cock Robin. And I had never heard of them. I mentioned I was out of the country. I was in France, and the woman we were visiting had a whole shelf full of CDs. Now, most of the CDs were in French, so I don't speak that good French and wouldn't really appreciate the words, and most of the songs I like have words. But she had a bunch of British or American songs also, and I began to pull out the CDs and play them to see if I could find songs I liked. And I found this one. The group is called Cock Robin. The song is When Your Heart is Weak. And I looked them up. Oddly enough, they're an American group that never really became too popular in America. They were mainly popular in Europe. And oddly enough, they were also quite popular in non-English-speaking countries. So their music must be good. But I like this song. Of all the ones on the CD, this is the one that I chose. We'll be right back.
remember, baby? Do you remember, baby?
Cock Robin singing When Your Heart Is Weak, and I'm impressed. I think the voice is fantastic, the arrangement's fantastic. What wonderful music, and I've never heard it before until I happened to pick up the CD in a friend's living room. Well, we've got another one coming up. Let's see. The next song up is by Eddie Raven. He wrote this song. It's called Sometimes a Lady, and it's from 1986. And Eddie Raven's a country music singer, and one of, who's done a number of, I've played a number of his songs on this show. I had never played this one, I don't think. This is Sometimes a Lady by Eddie Raven.
Looking sweet and sassy, sometimes bad.
That was Sometimes a Lady by Eddie Raven. Well, ready for the Wombat? on YouTube recently, I think it was a link from Facebook, I ran across this group called Hang Massive. You can go to YouTube, look them up. And it's two men playing an instrument I've never seen before. I guess it's a distant relation of the steel drums they play. It looked like a sort of flying saucer about 4 feet wide, and it was curved. The top was curved up, you know, like a lid to a pot or something, and the bottom was the same, and two men were playing it. Actually, they were playing two of them, and if you hit this metal object at a certain point, you'd get a certain note, and so they were making music. It's not like any music I'd ever heard before. I think probably the most interesting part of it is the rhythm. The rhythms are just they're just very different. But also, it's a different kind of thing. Anyway, I'm going to play it because I found it very, very interesting. I say I only play songs I love. Well, I think I love this one because it's so radically different from anything I've ever heard. And I'd like to know what that instrument is. I'd love to have one. I bet they cost a fortune. But it's kind of a half drum, half piano, half something. So here we go. Thank you. told you it was a little strange. It may have been stranger than I thought. Here comes another one that I got the same way. Someone recommended it, and I listened to it on YouTube. It's called The Magic of Voices. You can find it on YouTube. And it's an a cappella group. There are 9 singers standing in 3 groups with microphones, and they sing kind of a medley of things. And I found it, well, fascinating. I'm a singer, and I love a cappella things. I would love to be able to sing in a group like this. I just think it'd be a thrill. And I get a kick out of the harmonies and the voices and the rhythms. And these are all obviously very, very good singers, and they're doing a great job, but I like the result.
Think of a wonderful thought, any happy little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow.
Sleigh bells, off you go.
Like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Take the path that moonbeams make.
If the moon is still awake,
you'll see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
That was an a cappella group that I got from YouTube called The Magic of Voices. Well, next up is another wombat. You didn't know it was going to be a travel show, did you? I went to Europe, and I spent 2 weeks in Portugal and had a lot of fun. I had several goals. One of them was to speak Portuguese. I didn't achieve that goal quite as well as I would like. But the second one was to take fiddle lessons from a Portuguese fiddler and learn some Portuguese fiddle tunes. And I did. And so I'm going to take you to my fiddle lesson. So this is my fiddle teacher, João, who is a master fiddler. And he told me this is one of the most popular songs in Portugal. It's the Bailinha de Madeira, the Waltz of Madeira. Madeira is a Portuguese island about 1,000 miles off the coast of Africa, way out in the middle of nowhere. And he had lived there for 7 years. This is him teaching the song to me. So he plays it, and he talks about it, and he plays it. And I won't give you the whole lesson, but I'll give you a bit of it. So here's a wombat for you.
See if this key works, okay?
One.
So now you've been to my fiddle class in Portugal 2 weeks ago, and I loved it. I'm learning the tunes that he played for me. I'm learning that one, and I just think they're beautiful. And I think he was a wonderful person to be with and play. And I wanted to share that with you. But we're going to go back to something more traditional now. This is Ride, Captain Ride. This is, I think, rock and roll. It's by a group called Blues Image, and it was their only real big hit. And it's talk about a switching genres, going from my fiddle class in Portugal to this. Here we go. Captain Ride by Blues Image. Well, that's the end of our show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And each week I bring you these shows at 7 o'clock on Monday nights and Saturdays at 1, and I play for you my favorite songs. And tonight was quite a mix. I want to leave you with my encouragement from every week. I ask you to do something for me. It's something I try and do also, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.